Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Francis Bacon and his four idols. Now, idol actually means you can be idle, but an idol is a false god, something which you create but actually has no substance to it. Now, Francis Bacon was, in fact, deeply religious. So this is hard to imagine. Someone in the... and Descartes and Newton, they're all incredibly religious people. They believed very much in God and so forth. And just to give you a story, so I'm working on this research paper, which is saying, well, look, we've gone up the wrong path with demonstrations, the way we're teaching science, and I single-handedly are going to create a, rather than a driverless car, a teacherless demonstration. How's that? That's what I'm going to do. And I give a story of three sections, three perspectives. One is that demonstrations are necessary because they're what we say, believe me, here is a demonstration. The second aspect is that we're highly organized. We not only do one, we actually bombard our students with demonstration after demonstration. And finally, the system is that we wind up teaching misconceptions to students year after year based on the fact that we've just got this brilliant engine and we've just tacked it on top of our lackluster creation of misconceptions, which is okay. And then I go into saying, well, we're going to write a research paper on it. And the major thing is that we're going to steer clear of the... no, I haven't said this properly, that we're going to steer clear of the pulling of social levers, the jostling for a position as a stakeholder and following some sort of weird contraption, because that evidently has over hundreds of years led to teaching misconception after misconception. So we're going to do better than that. So I talk about the... we're going to start off, and we're going to start off with a board sweep, narrow it down, and then actually show an example. So we're going to solve the solution by a method of induction, that is, propose something, propose new knowledge by creating an experiment. So we're actually using an inductive method, so mechanical, this is actually basically induction. We're going to have no precedents. We're going to actually invent new things and actually do scientific tests on it to actually test whether it's okay, which is Francis Bacon things. And then I talk about the different types of misconception and how we have developed methods of navigating, working in a world with misconceptions. Now, the first way is that I say that we have war. We go... you know, we drop a bomb on someone we don't disagree with. We actually get a board source off, a bone or whatever it is, and we just smash the stuffing out of it. That's one way. And then this corresponds to, if I disagree with someone, I can win the argument by burning them. That's one aspect of of getting misconceptions done. And then I sort of expand on that by saying that this burning creates a landscape of fear where you decide, I'm not going to think this area because I'm frightened of it. Sure, there's an... Oh, and then I talk about scholasticism, which is sort of one step back of saying, hang on, let's not burn things. I know there's going to be certain things that we all agree are true, and so from that truth process, can we actually generate further truth? And then I talk about Francis Bacon, who has his method of induction. I'll come off it. Hope you get off my tail. What are you doing? good. Sorry, I just had a car tailing behind me. Now, I'm going to have to finish this very soon. I suppose I can speak for a short time. Anything. I was just really quiet because there was a car tailgating me, which was rather difficult as I was going into this gym. It was obviously just trying to get into the same direction that I was going to. Nothing suspicious. Okay, so that silence thing there. So we've got Francis Bacon, and we're going through misconceptions, and the idea is that we're not going to pursue the standard way of doing things, which is the standard method of solution, which is by burning people, clobbering people, or by scholasticism, which are the sort of the methodology of choice. We're actually going to do a bit of scientific induction. That is, we don't know how to do it. We're going to create an experiment to go ahead. We're going to use scientific method to generate a new scientific method. However, in this process, Francis Bacon tells us that there are four idols. The idol of the tribe, idol of the cave, idol of the marketplace, idol of the theatre. And you have to really be tolerant and sit down and listen to him. However, and the idol of the tribe is propensity to believe thoughts which are easy for me to believe. I make up a solution in my head, an explanation, and that's the explanation I gravitate to. The idol of the cave is believing thoughts which are convenient for me to grow. So I may not believe in climate change because I want to sell coal, or my friends are doing it. The idol of the marketplace is I believe in things which correspond to the trade, the political thing. And the idol of theatre is the actual idol of a set of beliefs generated by a system, basically by textbooks. And so the interesting thing is that the idol of the theatre corresponds really, really closely to the perception that a scientist would have of the current system. It's really interesting that if you take this overview, this misconceptions, rather than trying to bash the person with misconceptions, say, well, let's take a bigger, broader viewpoint. So it's interesting that I'm going through a path and I can now see very much what Francis Bacon has to say. Now I'm going off to do some hard old gym. So thanks a lot for listening. So this is Francis Bacon, the idol of the theatre. The idol of the theatre is that we're so involved in production and telling a myth to people that we actually begin to believe the myth is real. We believe what is produced in a theatre is real, and we start to believe the myth of the theatre. It's a very interesting thing to say is that Francis Bacon is before the hallucinations of the mass media we have now. He's at the start, he's pre-science. So his New Atlantis, and he writes the charter to start U.S. colonies, like Virginia. He writes the charter which starts Virginia, but he also writes New Atlantis, which is the charter for the Royal Society, the basic the candor. He actually defines for the first time the candor of scientists and what scientists are, and in writing it he starts to saying science is a recipe for misconception. Okay, well let's go and continue, and I'm going off to do some gym. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.